name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 18th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name's Holly Rigby. I'm 20 years old, and I'm a student in Leamington Spa, and I live in North London when I'm not at uni.
And how are you doing this evening?
Good, excited, a bit nervous, it was a bit kind of panicky, so I was interviewed obviously by Sky, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad I'm just going to sit up there with my signs and my families and friends and yeah, just kind of hang out on the plinth really.
So can I ask you how you initially heard about the project?
It was actually in the paper. It's kind of, I'd been following the coverage when I was working in Easter, I think, and saw it, and just spur of the moment, I think it might popped up somewhere on my internet, and I was just like, well, I might as well just apply. I didn't get in the first time, and then applied again with my university, my term time address, still not thinking at all that I'd get it, and then suddenly I got this thing saying congratulations. I was like, oh my god, and then didn't really think about it until about 5 days ago, and I was like, shit, I'm going up in 5 days. So, but yeah, it's good. Yeah.
So could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
Yeah, I've got got a theme for my hour, which is things that I love. So I've got kind of big photos of my family, my friends, kind of my hobbies, like diving, skiing, TV shows, X Factor, and Come Dine With Me. And because my kind of idea is that you have to be up there by yourself, like for the project, no matter what happens. And I'm never ever alone. Like my friends will say, like, I love being around people all the time. So I wanted to have those kind of things there to kind of show that they're up there with me. And I think my friends would kill me if I didn't like represent them a bit, and my sister as well. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing. Nothing crazy, but it's just like representing me as my kind of small little portrait of Britain and London and Leamington and yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, kind of how you describe yourself?
I'm a student, 20 years old, really outgoing, kind of love living in my house. It's really family orientated, and family really important to me. I study English, so that's kind of my main passion really. I'm quite lucky I do an English degree, so I get to sit around reading quite a lot, and that's mainly what I do. But yeah, I've just got, I love London, I love living here, I love being at university, and I sound like I love everything, like a massive hippie, but I'm a bit, yeah, kind of, yeah, that's good.
So you're studying English at University in London?
At Warwick. So I study at Warwick and live in Leamington, and, well, live in London with my parents, then study, yeah, up at university. So going into my third year in about a couple of days. Yeah, so big work kicks in then.
And is English something that you've been quite passionate about for your whole life?
Yeah, my grandma was an English teacher, and I was kind of like the first grandchild, so she always looked after me and read to me, and she kind of really, not pushed me, but she was the one who always got me interested, and I was really shy as a child. Like, I used to kind of like family parties, I'd be sitting reading a book, kind of, sorry, my bangles are jangling. I'd be kind of like sitting in the corner reading a book, and then it's kind of just grown and grown from that. And I'm just lucky that I love my degree because I get to read these amazing books, and especially since I started university when so many more things have opened to me that I never would have looked at before. And I want to do a master's degree as well, hopefully back in London. So. Yeah.
So what are your ambitions? What are your kind of aspirations for the future?
well, it's quite a big question, but after I do my master's, I want to go back to South America, which is where I went 2 years ago. I worked in a project out there building houses for 2 months, and I raised £3,000 to spend kind of when I was out there. I went with an established project called Quest, so there was kind of like 10 of us. But it's in Villamiria. It's like one of the biggest shanty towns in Peru. So I want to get back out there and work on that project. Get my Spanish really good, really. So travel really around South America. And then I'm not sure what I'm going to do after that. But yeah, that's kind of my next 3 years sort of planned out, really. Yeah.
And what was it that you loved so much about Peru, about South America?
It was just like the people there were so friendly to me. We were staying in a school with kind of loads of other people. We were staying in the top of the school where I play the piano, so I taught piano. We were building houses during the day and I taught piano during the evening. And it was just, I didn't speak that much Spanish. I had broken Spanish. They kind of spoke broken English, but the people were real practical jokers and really made me feel really welcome. And when I travelled on to Cusco and did the Inca Trail with a couple of other, a Peruvian guy and a Brazilian guy as well, who went with me, like, you kind of go in like a group. And it was just, I just had like most amazing time. I mean, everyone probably says that about travelling, but it's something that really inspired me for what I want to do, kind of how I want to live my life and things like that. So yeah, it was amazing. It was a really good trip. I regret not taking a gap year now, but I did it in between school and uni and then it was kind of too late to choose, so.
And what kind of literature are you into? Are you just reading at the moment for your course, or do you like reading in your spare time as well?
Yeah, well, it's hard because going into the third year, I have to read 2 novels a week, 1 Shakespeare play a week, and 1 set of critical writing. So I really don't have that much, because that's like there's a lot of reading basically, so I don't have that much time to read outside my course. But I'm lucky that because I'm going into third year, I can choose what I want to be reading. So I've chosen my biggest module is European novels, so studying like the big French novels like Flaubert and Zola, and then big Russian novels. So it's not too much of a chore though. I do have to read them. It's not like, oh, you know, I want to be reading Harry Potter and I can't because I'm like reading these other things. I read them because I love them, and I've studied some really boring stuff that I've hated, obviously, like kind of like really old Beowulf and things like that, which is not great. But yeah, I mean, lucky because I'm in my third year, you get a bit more choice to do. Yeah.
So can I ask you about your childhood, where you were born, where you grew up?
I was born in Harrow, and I lived there until I was about 7. Went to school in Pinner, and all my family's from around there. My mum grew up there. Well, she was in Wembley, and she grew up in Pinner as well. And then I went to school in Watford, and that's where I kind of met my big group of friends. So Watford's kind of like my stomping ground. Like, that's where I live in Hatch End. And I've got a younger sister as well, who's 18, who's actually going to Leeds tomorrow to start university, which is kind of like a big thing. She's kind of moving 3 hours away. So, but yeah, like I love being in Leamington, but London and kind of Hatch End and Pinner and Watford is like where the heart is, kind of thing. That's where my home is. So yeah, that's gonna be it. Yeah.
And just to go back to your hour.
Yeah.
What are your hopes, fears, expectations?
I hope nobody jeers or throws things at me. I hope it's not too cold. And I just hope that anybody who is watching can see my kind of really small snapshots of my life. Might not be that interesting to everybody in London, but it's, you know, my little portion of it. It's what the things that mean the most to me, the things that I love to do, the people that I love to be with, and how I spend my time. And I guess that's what the project is about, really, having these 1 hour little snapshots of people's lives. And that's what I thought the best way to represent me, when you're standing on a kind of like 1 meter plinth kind of thing by yourself. So yeah.
What would you say your main interests are?
What my main interests, well, apart from obviously reading and English, I do scuba diving, which I kind of go up, like none of my family dives, so I kind of go off these like big trips by myself and go diving. But it's kind of the community, it's like skiing, like you kind of meet people and everyone's really friendly, so I dive quite a lot. Just like kind of hanging out with my friends, going out in London, like going clubbing a lot in London, to big clubs like Fabric and Matter and all those kind of places. But yeah, just, yeah, that's it.
And scuba diving, whereabouts have you been diving?
I started 2 years ago, and I did kind of really intensive course. My parents have a place in Porta Palenza in Mallorca, and I learned out there. And then I went diving in Sharm el Sheikh, which is like kind of the capital. I learned because I knew that I was going to Sharm el Sheikh with my family. And it was just like kind of this whole other world. Like I went down into the water suddenly in Sharm el Sheikh, and it's just the coral and the fish are just absolutely beautiful. I was kind of, and then I got really, really hooked, because I was like, this whole, because you can't hear anything obviously underwater, and you've got your mask on, you've got your big tank on, and it's a really calming experience because you don't move that quickly at all. But when you're down there, like, the fish kind of just swim around you because you're kind of like a natural body in there. And that was, really, really incredible. So I would recommend it to anybody. Well, unless you're claustrophobic, which you're probably, or scared of sharks or anything like that. But that's great.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Well, I'd say, like, my family and my friends are the things that really kind of make me the people that I am. It's important for me to do, I'm ambitious, I want to do well in my degree, I want to get a good degree, just kind of be a nice person and give something back. I'm working actually in the I work in the student union, doing events promotion, but I also work on a campaigns forum, which basically deals with all the campaigns that happen at my university. And we used to be called Red Warwick, my university, because they do all these kind of big sit-ins and stuff all the time, and I'm on the forum which decides how the money's spent and things like that. So that takes up quite a lot of my time. I hear my parents like cackling outside. Not sure what they're doing, but yeah. That's it.
So you brought your parents with you today?
Yes. Parents with me today. Friends are watching at home, I think, on the internet. I was like, I don't really want you to come up there and just watch me holding signs of you and sort of jeering. So my parents are here to kind of support me. It sounds like they're having a good time out in there.
And would you say that you're doing this for anybody in particular or yourself?
I think for myself, really. I mean, you're up there just representing you. I've got pictures of all my travelling and my friends, but at the end of the day, those are the things that represent me, and you're never going to get a chance again to be in Trafalgar Square for an hour by yourself on a plinth doing whatever you want to do. So it's quite a selfish thing, but I guess the whole project in a way is kind of quite inward looking because you have to decide what you want to, how you want to portray yourself up there. So yeah, it's just for me, really.
And do you think this effect will have this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
Maybe like make me kind of more confident I can go up and do it, because like I said, like 2 days ago I said to my mom, I don't want to do it, you know, everyone's doing these crazy things and I'm just kind of going and holding my pictures. So yeah, like the confidence to do that, and just to be like a part of history and to show that to my grandchildren and things like that. It's cheesy really, but yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.